This is Dr. Wall with Insights for MCTV. We always think of a planet as orbiting a central star. We've got a pretty good example right here. Astronomers can also see other stars with planets circling around them. The planets are made from leftover materials that form the central star. However, astronomers can also see that most solar systems have more than one star at the center. Usually it's a medium-sized orange star, like our own sun, with its companion being either a large red giant or a smaller star called a blue dwarf. Recently, a new actor has entered on the stage. Rogue planets, free-floating planets in the southern constellation Dorado, have been identified. About four times the mass of Jupiter, the rogue planet was created from the leftovers of star formation, as usual, but then it somehow never was pulled into the gravitational fields of the nearby stars and continues floating along on its own. There can only be night on such a planet. No sunrise, sunset, or sunshine to run whatever life forms that are trying to get started there. Liquids such as water would probably be frozen, minimizing the chances of life starting up. Those who dream of someday traveling to a nearby star now have a new navigational problem. After the rocket sends the ship on its way, the engines are shut off so that most of the time it is coasting. Any spacecraft, however, would have to avoid a rogue planet and its gravitational field to stay on course. That means carrying extra fuel. Multiple rogue planets means carrying so much fuel that the whole enterprise would probably become impossible. Superman may be able to leap over buildings at a single bound, but we'll have to dodge rogue planets on our way to the stars. That's Dr. Wall with Insights for MCTV.